This show is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. You are your greatest asset. It's time you started investing in that. Visit BetterHelp.com/DoubleToasted and take care of you. Oh. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and get things started over here. Pixie's ready.
She's ready. Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. You can always tell when Pixie's ready because she looks like this. She looks dead. Michael Myers just got it. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and get with the review. But before we get to the review, need to let you know that this review, this segment of the show, is sponsored by Wild Alaskan, Martin. Before we get into talking about this legendary mass murder over here, let's talk about seafood to die for.
Sure.
Martin, I'd kill for some fish. Especially if it's from Wild Alaskan, man. Wild Alaskan delivers high quality, sustainably sourced, wild caught seafood right to your door. Let me just break that down to you. That means it ain't that old ass fish that was at the grocery store sitting there all day.
No, oh, yeah, man, you get that fish at a discount, though. It's not good.
Well, hey, man, you get a discount if you don't want it fresh, that's fine. You want to eat some old fish, you go right ahead. Me, I want my fresh fish.
I prefer the fresh fish.
Yeah, man. And you go to the grocery store, you know how long that fish been lying over there, and they talking about fresh.
No lie, there's plenty of times I've bought fish and got it home, and it stank as soon as I pull it out of the package.
Yeah.
Y'all shouldn't have never had this on the shelves to begin with.
And to begin with. But, Martin, you ain't got to worry about that with Wild Alaskan. Because with Wild Alaskan, man, they once the fish is caught, once the seafood is caught, they freeze it.
Flash frozen right there on the boat.
Yes. Yeah. Fish. I told you last time, I'm talking about shit, let me die first. But yeah, man, they freeze it up, and that's what makes it taste so good. Mm-hmm. Because when it's frozen, it's delivered to you as fresh as it can be. Fresh. Yeah, Martin, it's delivered to you as
exciting.
Fresh as it can be, man. And, you know, the biggest endorsement and compliment that I can give to this is that I've had it myself because they sent me a lot of fish.
Did they?
They did. I'm not lying to y'all. We've been eating fish all week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's her preparing cod right there, man.
Man, look at you too.
Yeah.
All full of vitamin E and mercury.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, not after we soaked it in butter and everything, but no, it was good. It was very good, man. That's where we cooked it, man. That's where we cooked it. And look at her like, yeah, fish. That's where we cooked it, and this is after I tore it up, man, because it was so good right there. I had it with a whiskey sour right there, man.
Wait, is that what that is?
That's what I made over there.
Okay.
No, it was great. It was great. Now, I cooked that, but then we had some fish we had some smoked salmon, man.
Mm.
And I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, I love
salmon. I really love the smoked salmon because the thing is, since they sent it to us so fresh, you really could taste the flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it really... I'm not lying to y'all. Like, when they send it that fresh, it does make a big difference.
Sure.
It is so flavorful.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling y'all, I told y'all, there's a lot of stuff I don't push that I don't really believe in or don't like. And if I don't gush over it, then I might sell it. But if I'm not gushing over it, then, you know, I'm not wanting to lie to y'all. But I'm not lying about this. This is really good. You can also get other things in addition to the salmon and the cod. You can get halibut. And many more of the types of seafood. You can get a combination of seafood. You need to eat more fish anyway. You need all those omega-3s in your life right now.
You do.
Why you think Michael Myers is so fit? He ain't eating candy.
Well, yeah, but he's evil.
But you know what, man? He looks good while he's evil.
He does.
Yeah, man.
He's been going strong all these years.
He's been thinking, he's been eating Halloween candy? No, he's been eating fish. Fresh seafood. Yeah, man. So, people, I want you to try this for yourself. This is a subscription service, so if you love seafood or fish that much, this is worth it for you. If you just love good food, this is worth it for you. So go to wildalaskancompany.com/toasted and get 15% off your first box of premium seafood. Again, you get that when you visit Wild Alaska. Let me spell it out for you. It's Wild, Alaskan, company.com/toasted, and toasted is TOASTED, and get 15% off your first box of premium seafood from Wild Alaskan. I want to thank Wild Alaskan for sponsoring this segment, supporting this show, and of course, thanks to all of you out there for your support. All right, sir.
Man, you got me wanting fish so bad right now.
Oh, Martin, well, you better not look over there, man. Look at that. Oh, Martin. Man, really, you know what?
That right there, I see the capers on top. What's underneath?
Avocado.
Oh, okay.
Avocado and wheat bread.
Okay.
It's really good. Tell you what, before you go, I think we got some down there. Oh. I'll let you taste it.
Oh,
it's
awesome.
Very good.
Yeah, thanks.
And you can tell me what you think.
All right.
All right, y'all. Gonna eat fish again tonight. We've been eating the hell out of fish this week. All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh, where is we with this?
Let's send you some good fish. I last weekend I bought some mackerel, grilled it. Mackerel is basically what they call sardines.
Yes.
So yeah, I ate about a half of one. And I was burping it all the next day. And I was like, I can't eat the rest of these.
Yeah, because you eat the sardines, man. You know what's wrong? You should have put some crackers on it.
I know. No, you're
put
right.
It on
you're
a
right.
cracker.
On a cracker, yeah.
Yeah.
A cracker and some spicy mustard.
All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and get into this review. Michael Myers.
There you go.
An inspiration to all senior citizens everywhere, man. You only get better with age.
Sure.
With this man. So don't give up what you love, as he did. And he does get better with age, man. He's got a lot of catching up to do, so he returns with a high body count, a higher body count than he has ever had. But is that sacrificing story? Because the last movie was really, really good,
yeah,
man.
It really was.
As far as, like, character development and everything.
Yeah, I'm not much for slashers, but that last movie was really good.
Yeah, and that's why everybody's been looking forward to this. Oh, Laurie Strode is back. Now, you know, people are like, man, Laurie Strode died. What happened? Well, that's out of continuity. We went back and rebooted this right after the first Halloween from 1978. And 40 years later, Michael Myers has returned. You know, give him back to the hood.
Him and Leprechaun.
Yeah. Back to the hood.
Can't stay away.
He can't stay away from home. He never forgets to go back home, man. You know, he always respects the home. Never forgets where he came from, man.
That's right.
That's one good thing you say about Michael Myers. 40 years later, big-ass, grown-ass, 60-something-year-old man. Still.
Back at it again.
Back at it again. And in good form. Now, Laurie Strode, who's always had this conflict, PTSD, been preparing for years, sacrificed
pretty much
a relationship with her family to build traps, to make Home Alone for Michael Myers.
You know, one day she was sitting home and she saw that movie and she was like, that's it. That's my mission in life.
That's what, yeah, that's a, that kid is on to something. And she's been preparing ever since. And while everybody thought she was crazy for doing this, she was right for doing it because it took a while, took 40 years, but he's back and she was prepared. But is anyone ever really prepared for Michael Myers? You know, everybody forgets to double tap. Everybody forgets to see the body. You know, Lord, God damn it. Yeah. All these years of building these traps and everything, and you didn't see you thought you burned up Michael Myers, but you didn't sit back to see them stakes down there and everything.
No.
So of course, if you don't look to see if the body's dead, if it ain't ashes, if it ain't chopped up, then Michael Myers is gonna come back, and he is back with the vengeance. You only made him mad now, and he ain't even got no emotions. He said, "I got one though."
It's killing.
Killing.
My emotion is kill.
So again, as I said, he's back, he's mad, the body count is high, but all that great story and character development from the first, is that sad? Did he kill that too? Let's go ahead and take a look at this trailer for Halloween Kills, and we'll be back with our review.
We killed Michael.
My grandmother set the fire.
No one told you.
Told me what?
Michael Myers is alive.
A man couldn't have survived that fire. For 40 years ago, the boogeyman came for us. We are the survivors of Michael Myers.
Lori, what do?
We fight.
Mom, our family.
We'll kill him.
We're gonna hunt him down and we're gonna put an end to this.
He is not gonna stop killing until we stop him.
If you track Michael's victims, that's a straight line to Michael's childhood home.
Just burn that house down so he's got no place to go. Maybe he'll settle his ass down if you just burn that shit down.
Yeah, but if you just happen to be in the town, he's going to kill you.
He's going to move into somebody else's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to. Yeah, he'll find some real estate somewhere.
He's coming for me. But I'm coming for him.
You want to kill someone? Take me!
Michael!
I want to take his mask off and see the life leave his eyes.
All right, y'all. In theaters and on Peacock.
Peacock. Oh, could have just stayed home and watched it.
Well, we were. Until Universal said, no, get your ass up and come to this theater. We're supposed to get this movie. We're supposed to get a screener. And yesterday at the last minute, they said, no, get your ass up to the theater. 7 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And don't be late.
Don't be late either. Yeah. Because Michael would be waiting.
Yeah. Michael better watch out for me because I was mad as hell. Put that goddamn knife there. Get out of my face. It's your fault. I had things to do. Oh, people. All right. Everybody has been wanting to know about this movie. I mean, like I said, the first one was so cool. Everybody loves Michael Myers. This is a legendary horror franchise. So what is up with this? All right, folks. I'm just going to get straight to the point. If you are the type of horror fan where you're there. You're just there to see people get sliced up and mangled. Somebody said butchered one time. Not butchered. Because butchering requires precision.
Yeah.
Butchering is a skill and all.
That's true. You have to study to be a butcher.
Yeah. Michael don't give a fuck about precision. Mm-mm. Michael's very messy. No. Michael makes hamburger meat, not steaks.
Yeah. And he's clearly in competition with somebody to see who can get the most bodies.
Jason.
Yeah. Yeah. they got some side bet going on that we don't know about.
And right now, if that's true, Michael is winning. If you were there just to see body parts and blood, if you're there to see body parts destroyed, then Halloween Kills, that's your movie. You'll love it because it does have some, it has some really good kills in there. I love gore, all right? I love kills. I mean, after all, the shit is called Halloween Kills.
I suppose.
Can't say they didn't tell you.
They did tell you.
Don't get no attitude now. They told you.
They did say it. They just didn't say what it kills.
Martin said they should have said a lot. Damn. Can you be more specific than that? You know, with this, I've never seen so many brains on the ground. I've never seen so many brains on the ground look like somebody dropped a 7-Eleven slushie or something, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's fine that they're on the ground because those people weren't using them.
Not at all. Them brains were wasted a long time ago. They weren't using them. They better there on the sidewalk than they were in somebody's skull. And there's a lot more kills, a lot more brains, a lot more everything in this sequel right here. Michael is definitely making up for 40 years that he's been gone.
Oh shit.
I think before the title screen has come up, he's taken out a whole fire department.
Yeah.
That fool even stabbed the fire truck, I think.
Wait, what's the name of his town? Haddonville?
Yeah, Haddonville.
Yeah, you could drop a nuke on Haddonville, and you still have more survivors than what he leaves.
Oh, no, everybody be dead, except Michael. Michael be standing around looking. Like,
huh. Damn, now what?
Now, outside of the gore and the kills, which I've established are very cool, I can only speak for myself, being a fan of the first movie, is a huge step down from that first film.
Okay, I didn't know how you felt about it.
I already know you getting quiet when I was talking about the gore and everything, because Martin, like, I can tell that look that you get, like, he is so full of shit. I ain't gonna say nothing, because, you know, he likes this dumb shit, but this is a big step down from Halloween 2018, sure. Man.
Because that was, you know, it was clever and suspenseful.
It was a very smart reboot.
Yeah, I mean, you think somebody's doing a reboot of Halloween, they're already going to make money just from doing it and just, like, making it look like they spent some money on it.
Yeah.
But they actually made something that was engaging.
Yeah, and the reason why I think that this is, Halloween 2018, what it really had going for it was, because everybody's talking about Michael Myers, oh boy, I can't wait to see Michael Myers light some people up. Y'all don't realize how much Laurie Strode, Jamie Lee Curtis, how much she played a part in that movie being so good, because they were dealing with the depth of character of her having PTSD, mm-hmm. and sacrificing everything to protect her family. Sure. Sacrificing her family to protect her family.
Yeah, because so often with these slasher movies, it's a lot of killing and not a lot of remorse or people dealing with the aftermath of it. It's just like, woohoo! Finally, a movie that addressed that.
Yeah, and no, that movie really worked because of that, man. You know, because it wasn't something that was just applied to Laurie either. It was almost like they were making a social statement about trauma, mm-hmm. and PTSD, and trauma, especially trauma towards women. They were making a big statement about that in the movie and not being heavy-handed with it, and right. still being able to make it fun. And this movie, Laurie has her ass sitting up in a hospital for most of the film, sleep, and that really, you think the movie is really Michael Myers, he's just what they call him, a shape, mm-hmm. a force, just evil and personified, just walking around like a, you know, run around like a shark,
yeah.
killing everything in his path. That is not, that's cool for, you know, again, you know, spectacle and gore and kills and fun, but it's not really that much character. Laurie was bringing that to this series.
Nothing inside that man but pure evil.
It's not just Michael. It's what he's done to this town, these people. Decent people.
You're a good man, Frank. You were doing your job. But now it needs to die. Because every time somebody's afraid, the boogeyman wins.
It needs to die.
And I'm the one that needs to kill it.
Well, too bad you're hardly in the movie.
Yeah.
That would have been nice.
Contractual obligation. Yeah, as much as you think it's setting up for her to, like, oh, but at the end she's going to Sarah Connor this shit. Nah.
That's where she did this whole speech right here, and you come in at the end and, like, you ain't going to do shit.
You know how you know that Michael Myers is evil incarnate?
Yes.
Because every character makes that speech throughout the fucking movie. Every 15 minutes, a different character has to make that speech and hammer it home to the audience that Michael is evil.
It's so many things they repeat in this. The dialogue is not that great. They repeat, Michael is evil incarnate. He's a force of evil. Or, Michael must die. We must kill Michael. Michael has to go. Fuck Michael. You know? Or, evil dies tonight. Evil dies tonight.
And it's like they were really trying to make that evil dies tonight a thing.
They trying to make that shit a bumper sticker.
Yeah, exactly.
They trying to hashtag evil dies tonight. And like I said, y'all, I like Halloween movies, man. I like the goofy ones, man. I don't have some of them are really bad. All right, H2O. That's a terrible film. All right, so not all of these are that great. But you know, with this man. There are so many things that they do have potential to do well here, and they present some great ideas, but as far as putting them into execution, they're hampered down by a few things, because they do some great attempts at social commentary in here, man. You know, there's a point in the movie where Michael, now this is a great idea. I thought that this was awesome. Now this is what they should be working with here. This is what they talk about when they say, we don't want to make these movies like regular slasher movies or like those off the wall stupid ass Halloween movies. We want to say something. There's a point in here where Michael just has the whole town gripped in fear so much that they become an angry, bloodlusting mob. And they don't care what they do for justice. Turns out, even though they're chasing somebody, it's funny because they're chasing somebody that looks nothing like Michael Myers,
no,
man.
No.
Looks, ain't got the same height.
No, no.
Ain't got the same walk. You know, Michael Myers got that cool ass walk. There's a dude who's out there running all bow-legged and shit.
Yeah,
there goes that motherfucker there. Get him. They ain't chasing somebody that looks nothing like Michael Myers. But that was the point. And I thought that was good. You know, when you're an angry mob, you just want justice no matter what.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, that was smart right there. Too bad that that had some of the silliest dialogue in the movie.
It became a cartoon. And it became an endless cartoon. Like, you saw where it was going, and it's like it just kept going. I was like, we know it's going to happen. Can we just get to this already?
Yeah, that's where the point. They had that chant, and it, had it been done probably a little less cheesy, it probably would have been cool, but everybody keeps yelling, evil dies tonight. Right, guys? Evil dies tonight.
Right.
Who's with me? Evil dies tonight. You know, that's like, man, this is kind of silly.
Yeah,
right here.
They made a big deal about Anthony Michael Hall being in this movie, and his character, like early in the movie, stops everybody at a bar to make a big speech about Michael.
Yep.
You're like, all right, well, I'm done with that. But he ended up being silly.
Well, there's something else. Anthony Michael Hall is in this. And y'all know Anthony Michael Hall, scrawny kid from the Breakfast Club who looks like a dangerous motherfucker right now. But there's something else that goes on with that character that's kind of confusing. It didn't really bother me that much, but I was just like, I don't know. It's supposed to be fan service, and it could be a little confusing for people, even people who know the series. But I'll talk about that in a little bit.
Okay, because this movie is chock full of fan service.
Yeah.
I was getting sick of it.
Well, for that part with the mob and everything, even the dialogue is bad to where they're saying the obvious things.
Yeah.
We're the monsters now.
I know.
Okay. How many times we heard that line? You don't need that.
So often throughout the movie, I go, this almost feels like it wants to be a comedy. But it's not nearly funny enough.
No, it's trying to be like Scream in a way, I guess, where not even to that extent, where it's just kind of like, we'll put some things in here that are funny, but we'll also make sure that we bring in the scares and try to stay true to the original, the tone of the original. But the smart commentary I did like. I love that idea of the town turn into this mob.
Oh, absolutely.
I thought that was brilliant, man. And I thought that that's something they should have played with more. But the smart commentary is brought down by dumb ass people in this movie, man. If they ain't dumb, they're just a bunch of unlikable assholes, man.
Yeah, I realized watching this because with Jason's superpower, because you think it's his immortality or maybe his ability. I'm not sorry, Jason Michael. His immortality or his ability to teleport ever so often. But it's really that he gives off an aura that makes anyone around him stupid.
Yeah, it's complete. Oh, those people were dumb. They were dumb before he got there. Those people were just, those people were dumb.
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, look, in a horror movie, you're going to have people who do stupid things. Or some of you can forgive and go like, well, it's just the terror that would make you do that. But a whole town where everybody did the dumbest thing possible. Where they said, hey, it's strength in numbers. We got to get together. Now let's split up.
Yeah,
we're facing a mass murderer who massacred 5 grown firemen. All right, you 2 teenagers go that way, and me with a baseball bat, I'm gonna go this way.
Well, that's the reason why this is so dumb. The reason why this is so the people are so dumb here. It would be stupid because we've seen horror movies and other films, sci-fi, where people do dumb things, and it's almost the charm of it. But the people are so dumb here because they are set up for the kills.
Yeah.
They're dumbed down for the gore, which means we get, as you were saying, we get the dumbest of dumb movie tropes in here, man. You know, they have things that, now look, some of them I don't like, and they did them anyway. Like, all of a sudden, door is not working.
Unlock the door!
You can't press a button? All the doors are locked.
I know.
All of a sudden, y'all got in and out of that car so goddamn easy before,
right.
And all of a sudden, Michael Myers just gave it car locking powers.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Suddenly, there's child locks.
Also, here's another trope. Having a gun. I always say, have a gun. Of course, they have a gun, and the moment that gun is pointed point blank to Michael's head, click. Yeah. Throw the gun at Michael. I don't like those. And those are the good ones.
Those you expect. Those were forgivable.
The rest are way worse. Halloween Kills is the reason why you yell at the screen in the worst way. Mm-hmm. Is the reason why we say, don't do that. What the fuck are you doing? People, this, I'm sorry. I don't mean to say this, and I don't mean to be this. I really don't mean to be this insensitive, but these people deserve to die. There's probably two people that I said, oh man, that's not cool. Everybody else, they need to go. Everybody deserves to die in this movie. Let me go down the tropes of things that happen. Let me tell you about some scenes here. I'm not gonna spoil anything for you, but let me tell you about some scenes right here. You have people who hear a noise and they go off by themselves. And that they had the dumbest example of that in this movie. They got fools living
in his house.
In Michael's house. Mike's house. They got fools living in Mike's house. They hear somebody break in all Halloween night. And here's the thing about it. First of all, I don't give a fuck what night it is. If you hear somebody break into your house, you should go outside. Yeah, I don't care how badass you think you are. I don't care how many MMA titles you won. That person may have a weapon or anything. Mm-hmm. You go outside and call the cops.
Exactly.
House is broken into. They even say, someone's at our house. The front door and the back door. Wide open. Them doors begging these dudes, please.
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 There's an exit.
we leaving the door open for
it's
you,
like
please.
Michael left it open for them.
Please.
Like, you guys seem cool. I'm going to give you an out.
Yes. Begging them to leave. One dumbass says, I got this. Picks up a knife the size of my thumb.
A charcuterie knife.
Yes. And if you don't know what that is, that's some shit for cutting cheese.
Yeah.
Small cheese to put on a cracker. Knife the size of my thumb said, yeah. I got this. And goes up. What the fuck you think is going to happen? And starts going upstairs to save the day. Bitch, you in a Michael Myers movie. Living in his house on Halloween. What the hell you think is going
to
happen?
You don't even have to be in a Michael Myers movie. If somebody's in your house and you go up there with that knife, they are going to kill you.
They're going to kill you anyway.
Yeah. They can even be like, I just want to steal some shit, but you're coming at me with that little bitty knife, I have to kill you.
Now you
on
might,
GP.
Yeah. You might kill them first with laughter. They see your ass up there at that little fingernail clipper you got. Stupid ass. Another guy. Let's see if I can find Michael over here. Michael, I'm about to tell y'all something real stupid right here. There's so many dumb people in this movie, man. Another guy sees Michael. He actually sees Michael. Now, here's the catch, though. Michael is turned around, don't give a shit about this guy. Michael's surveying the land. Michael taking a break. This fool is 30 feet away from Michael, who's not looking at him. By the way, also being 30 feet away from Michael, another door open right there. Space. All behind them. This fool sits up there and says, Michael? Call him by his name. Uh-huh. Michael? And Michael even turns around and says, really? like, you know, I'm giving you an opportunity. And Michael turns around, 30 feet between them, space all behind them. And Michael starts just walking real slow. And does the dude take advantage of that open door and all that wide ass space? No, he sits up there and it's like, ah! You know, I was like, you fucking deserve to die.
It's dumb. I can't even enjoy You Deserve to Die because somebody wrote that, yeah, the killer's coming, is slowly walking towards you, and you stood there and just screamed.
And you stood there and screamed, I'm sorry, you gotta go. Michael, the only thing I'm mad about, Michael didn't even earn that kill.
No. That was like, there's a woman, one of the characters who does get away from him. And she employs this really brilliant strategy in that she runs. Because Michael is too cool to run. He will only walk at you. Because I saw that scene, I was like, oh, well, shit, if I was there, I got this. Because I'll run. Yeah. I'll just keep running from his ass. He will never catch me.
Oh, yeah, somebody stopping to hide so you can get that.
Yeah. why would you stop?
Just
keep running.
Michael, don't fucking run. I'll tell you about that a little bit. And, of course, they got that scene you're talking about. This happens three times where a dude says, they say, Strength in numbers. We have to stick together. And a second later, they all split up like the Scooby-Doo game.
Three times.
There's one where they first get together. Another one where a motherfucker leaves all these people in a car. To go off by himself. The dude that says, we need to stick together.
Yeah.
And another time with those teenagers where he's like, wait here.
Hey, where's my daughter? Oh, she's with me. It's everything's fine. Yeah, but you're here.
Yes.
And she's not with you.
God damn it. Even the, I'm going to be real cold-blooded with this. I'm sorry, I don't like anybody in this town. Even the kids, the children, even they deserve to die.
Hey, what are you guys doing out here?
It's Halloween. We've been trick-or-treating. We got a whole bag of
candy. You guys should not be out here right now, okay? It's not safe.
You're going to kill me?
No.
Satan, not today.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Are you guys alone? Where are your parents?
No. No, we're waiting for our friend.
And, like, there's a creepy man in a white mask, and he keeps, like, trying to play hide-and-seek with us, and he's...
Where did you see him?
He's just hiding behind trees.
And he pops out like, peekaboo. I mean, we're not 3 years old. Come on, man.
Oh, look, there he is.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Good, he got one. Now if he could just finish the job.
I kind of like that those kids were clowning on him.
Well, one clown too hard. Because it was three.
Yeah, yeah.
The moment they saw they got their... The moment they saw Michael cut their friend's head off, then they start talking that shit. They're like, oh, no.
But they got away.
Yeah.
Because they ran.
Somebody said, Mike won't kill kids. Well, tell that fucking kid.
Yeah, exactly.
He wasn't even the biggest one out of all of them. That girl was a big one. Michael said, man, I got 40 years to catch up on.
Exactly.
Everybody catching one.
But you didn't kill kids. That's the old me.
Yeah, that was me 40 years ago.
I've had therapy since then.
I'm 60-something years old. I don't give a fuck about these kids. Too many of them in the world anyway. You know, with this, I would say use more guns. Let me see here.
For what it's worth.
I would say use more guns, but these people are too stupid to use them.
And this feels like a redneck town, so how do none of these people know how to use
guns?
They
should have been showing up a whole posse, like cowboys, all along with guns.
All with shotguns.
And they should have lined that fool up against the wall and blasted that fool, man. But thing with Michael, as we were saying, it's funny because they got guns in here. I would say bring more of them, but they don't know what to do with them. Because like you were saying, Michael don't run. In fact, I told you earlier. Oh, shit, I'll get that up. Thank you. Thank you, Drag, for the subscription right there. I appreciate that. But Michael, man, Michael not only does not run, Michael not only walks, but Michael cool walks, man.
Oh, yeah.
Michael got that walk like RoboCop, man.
Yep.
He got that turn like that. Michael turns corners like a tank. Michael's like the first Resident Evil game with them tank controls. He takes his time.
He does.
There's a scene where Michael is just taking his time, going RoboCop, walking down the steps, and cops are shooting at him and ain't hitting a damn thing.
That's, you know what? It's one thing that you hit him and he survives it. But there's times they shoot at him and miss.
He's slow as hell.
How big is he that you miss?
He is big and slow.
Or somebody has a gun, even a shotgun, and miss the principle that the reason you have a gun is so that you can fire on somebody from a distance. But no, they got to get close enough that he can just snatch it from them.
Yeah, that's another thing. Right up on him, man. And Michael's like, are you for real? Damn, you're not even aiming at me right now. Y'all don't know what to do with this shit. Just idiots. Idiots, man. All of them fools. You're all fools and deserve to go. I'm sorry.
And after a while, it gets tiresome. You could laugh at a few people for being dumb. But when it's everybody, then it's like, well, why am I even here?
Yeah, you know, and again, I think what happened here is there's more emphasis on the gore. It's cool to look at if that's what you're into. I would have loved it even more had it actually had more impact because there was emotion and story there. But that's not what we're getting here. You know, because they have so much gore and killing, it feels hopeless. There's nothing to root for. Everyone Michael crosses is more than likely dead.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure where Michael is right now. You know, with Michael, There was a point where Michael was, and I think that was the allure of Michael, is that Michael was not exactly supernatural, but he wasn't quite human either.
Mm-hmm.
He just had incredible focus.
Yeah.
He's like the Batman of slashes. You know, he's just really, really, he got no powers.
Uh-huh.
But he's a superhero anyway. Michael has no powers that I know of, really, but he's like a super slasher.
It's like Godzilla versus King Kong, where King Kong, Godzilla was this big and King Kong was this big.
Mm.
Jason was immortal. Michael wasn't.
Yeah.
So they had to grow up King Kong to fight him, and now they had to grow up make Michael immortal to keep up with Jason.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's good comparison, because I don't know what's going on with him right now. Right now, I mean, he's always been kind of superhuman in a way, but right now, like, he really is, like, superhero, superhuman. He's invincible. He's a Terminator. He's got super strength, absorbs bullets.
Yeah.
Bullets are what mosquitoes are to us, for him. He doesn't really, I don't think he's really teleported in this, but he gets around pretty fast.
For somebody who never runs, he gets around pretty fast.
He getting, maybe when the camera's not on, he's like, oh shit, hey, looking, you doing red light, green light. Oh, let me get my pose. Oh man.
And I tell you, the way they keep going back and forth, I'm like, I don't know what his motivation is anymore.
Well, I don't know either. That was one thing, honestly, that was going on with the character. Like, to be fair, no one really understood his motivation except evil, and that's why he was so mysterious. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of people, you hear people in the movies say they don't know his method to killing. They don't know why he kills. And I kind of like that. And I would tell you this, too. I think that one of the things for me that did work in this movie is that they did make Michael a whole lot scarier, man, for me, because I had slight dreams of this last night after watching the movie. Yeah, not really nightmares, you know, because I wasn't running from Michael. I had what if dreams.
Okay.
I had, you know, what if I get caught in a room with Michael, you know?
I wish he would come over here.
No, shit, I wish I have a back door to run out of. Because I was thinking, in this movie, they did really set up that if Michael walks in a room and he sees you, you better fucking hope there's a back door or open window. Or you can jump through that window, because if you don't have a easy space to get out of, you're dead.
Yeah.
Like, you don't try to run around him. For some reason, he can grab real quick. You don't try to outrun him around him, because for some reason, even though he doesn't run, he can get you. I thought that was really scary, man. You know, if Michael Myers was to come in this room right now, going by what we saw in that movie, we're dead, man.
The hope, because that window won't open fast enough.
That window ain't gonna open fast enough.
And stories up.
If we try to jump out of that, them blinds gonna block us. Michael just gonna sit up there and watch us look like idiots before he kills us. And the hope, the most we can hope for is that he gives us one of those clean kills. Because sometimes he just, you know, he just stabs somebody and let them bleed out, and you know, you make a nice corpse. Other people get it bad.
I didn't see him clean kill anyone.
Every
one of them was painful and messy.
There were a couple where they just got stabbed. They got a knife, and
But even then, they got to go,
oh, no, it's painful. When I say clean, it's like, your head ain't splattered. Your eyeballs are still in. You know, it's like, your face is still there.
Your mama can still bury you.
Yeah, yeah. No, you leave a nice corpse. It's going to be painful, but you're not going to be ugly when you die. Yeah. So that's the best we can hope for. Michael Myers, he scared the fuck out of me in this, man, after a while. I was just like, wow, this dude is, you know, it's not, I don't know how I feel about them making him kind of close to being somewhat supernatural right now. There's even a point in the movie where Jamie Lee Curtis says, the more he kills, the more he transcends. And yeah, I don't know if that was her being crazy or
I feel like there was them trying to make an explanation for how he does all this. Yeah.
I'm like, and how do you know?
He's a video game character. With each kill, he powers up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, man. He eats your soul with each one. Plus, I kind of got to root for Michael. I mean, I know, before y'all say something, because I know I've been saying these people deserve to die, but just hear me out. Michael's 60-something years old, man. And Michael he's in peak condition. You know what I'm saying? I need to find out what they were feeding this fool in that insane asylum over there, man.
Hey, man, well, you know, it's a prison. He's just lifting weights all day.
I don't know what he's eating over there, because we all need to be on that diet. Shit. I thought about checking myself in the house. If they, you know, I mean, if they feeding him that good, and he's and his health is that good,
yeah.
Shit, then going to the fucking nut house is better than a gym membership. Like the people that say, man, I'd be better off going back to jail. That's why Michael kills everybody. Like, shit, I don't want to be free. I want to go back to the nut house, have some fun.
How many people do I have to kill to get back to the asylum?
To get a free meal. Some Easter eggs I thought that they did well. Because there's a lot of fan service in here, and there's a lot of Easter eggs in here. And if you're a fan of the series, some of them you'll appreciate. Like the Halloween 3 mask. I'm not spoiling anything here because you saw that in the trailer.
I liked Halloween 3.
No, Halloween 3 is not a bad movie. You know, everybody knows the deal with that. They weren't going to even use Michael Myers after that movie. If they did, they were going to do it later. They wanted to make an anthology. Mm-hmm. So since there was no Michael Myers in Halloween 3, that failed. But since then, it's become somewhat of a cult classic. And those masks are very, very famous now. And they put those in the movie. And I thought they did that very well.
Yeah, that was fine.
Yeah, it wasn't. Because it was woven into the story.
Yes, the movie didn't stop to go, huh? Huh? Huh?
Yeah, but then they do some things that are kind of confusing. And it can't be anything but fan service. So we told you how, what's his name? Oh, we were just talking about him, Breakfast Club guy.
Oh, Anthony Michael Hall.
We told you Anthony Michael Hall is in this movie. Anthony Michael Hall plays a character called Tommy Doyle. And Tommy Doyle was played by Paul Rudd in Halloween 6.
Oh.
Now,
I thought that these pick up right after the first Halloween.
Exactly. That's why I said it's confusing.
Yeah, that's very confusing.
So Halloween 6 has been retconned out. Like, these movies have picked up after the first Halloween. So this is an Easter egg. It has to be, because Tommy Doyle don't exist. The Paul Rudd Tommy Doyle don't exist. Unless we're doing some multiverse Halloween type thing.
They must be. I mean, first, Anthony Michael Hall is blonde, so that kind of throws it off. But they kept making a big deal about Tommy Doyle.
Yeah.
Like he was an important character in the history of all of this.
Halloween 6 does not exist in this timeline that we've rebooted, retconned, and recreated. But they made a big deal about Tommy Doyle, played by Paul Rudd. So it's kind of beyond an Easter egg now, to the point that it's kind of confusing when you think about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, you know. I tell you, man, I'm complaining a lot because I thought that they had a lot of potential, not just from the last movie going into this one, but they had a lot of potential with this film right here. They did some things that, or at least introduced some ideas that were right on par with the first movie, just not carried out very well. I do like how David Gordon Green, the director, because, you know, we got a team that's returned for this. David Gordon Green, Danny McBride as one of the writers and producers.
I even saw some Easter eggs from a couple of shows they've done.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like one of the firemen's, he like his name on it was Gamby, mm-hmm. which is Danny McBride's character, and Vice Principals.
Oh, really?
The show they did together.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool,
and
man.
And we got one of the actors from the Righteous Gemstones as the guy with the cheese knife.
Oh, okay. You know what? That's where I've seen that guy, because mm-hmm. I did watch the Righteous Gemstones. Mm-hmm. Not all of it, but I watched some of it. But see, those kind of things are cool. That was just a little confusing. But yeah. I think David Gordon Green, what I do like about him, I think he's great with actors. There were some actors in there who, just because, you know, this is what I like, he brought some actors in there who seemed really, really natural, really, and they didn't seem like actors, like the guy that ran the bar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, that guy.
I know, it's your soft spot. When I saw him in there, I was like, oh, Corey's going to
love
this.
Yeah, there's a guy who looks like he doesn't, like he's not an actor.
Uh-huh.
He looks like a real bartender, like an old black
really,
bartender.
Like it was really his bar.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's a couple in here. There's an old couple that's married. You know, you saw them in the trailer. That's the couple that I actually hated to see die, man, because they were.
That shit was uncalled for.
They were funny, and they get it brutally, man. They get
for no reason.
Bad. Actually, they were very funny when they introduced them, and I love those characters, man. But as I said, man, the biggest thing that's probably missing here for me, and I hate to keep harping on it, but it's Jamie Lee Curtis as Laurie Strode. You know, not like I said, she's laid up in that hospital for more than half the movie, and it brings the film down for me. You know, like I said, her PTSD added a lot of depth to this when she alienated her family and then ended up being completely right. You know, here, she's a non-character, man. She doesn't do anything except
speechify,
monologue. Although there's some funny moments. One funny moment where she laid up in bed talking about, yeah, we got Michael, didn't we? Burned his ass up.
And the brain's like,
yeah, and then old big ass Tommy Doyle running there. He's out there. We gotta kill him.
Tommy.
Tommy, Lori. You can't go in there.
Lori.
Tommy.
Lori.
Tommy.
He killed Marion. And he attacked Lindsay too.
What? Karen.
We didn't know for sure. I didn't know what to tell you. Mom, I just want you to be okay.
Listen, I just want you to know when he gets here, I'm gonna kill him. Because 40 years ago, when I was a kid, yeah, you protected me. So tonight, I'm gonna protect you. Okay?
Nurse, you know, I appreciate you.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Just that look, somebody coming to me saying that, I'm like, you ain't gonna do shit.
You ain't gonna do a damn thing. And she was getting some good rest, too.
I know. She's letting the morphine kick in.
Yeah, she was high. She thought she was like, man, I earned this. Yep, save the town. Good old Lord. Yeah. That's what you get. You better check that body. Make sure it's gone. As I said, you know, one of the biggest things for me is that, you know, this for what was such a great reboot for 2018. I think I gave it a matinee because I think I still have some problems with it, but I did say it was very good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, no, I had a lot of admiration for it, man. This is now just becoming a modern run-of-the-mill slasher flick. Probably even a slight parody of itself. And if that's what they were aiming for, that's cool, but I think they meant to do more. I know with the first one they meant to do more with the genre and with the franchise. You know, just watching that 2018 movie and then watching this, you can't help but just feel like this is just a little bit of a letdown. At least, you know, if you're somebody like me with the things that I saw that I complained about. Because that movie was so much more. That movie overachieved almost, you know. Like I said, this just feels hopeless, man. You know, everybody just is just there to be fodder for Michael for the most part. And it's all for a cool kill.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing I can say is that when I'm talking about this feels hopeless, it could be because this is a trilogy. They have Halloween Ends next. Maybe this is the Empire Strikes Back where, you know, it's the darkest one. You know?
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody left to strike back.
Yeah, I don't know either. That's the darkest one. It's the most hopeless one. You know, so maybe that said, this is the darkest one before the final hopeful one where, you know, actually we make some progress and we actually bring back some more good character development and I really love the thing between Michael and Laurie, man. I think that was kind of missing too.
Well, they almost kind of they went out of their way to have several flashbacks just to you know kind of tear that apart.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So you're like, oh well, okay then. What is this about? I'm sorry. I thought I knew. I thought I'd been watching all these and I kind of knew what it was about. Now you're telling me it's not that. Oh, shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, what do you think though?
I'm a lot like you, but still not as generous. The 2018 one I thought it was one of my favorite movies of that year. So that's a lot to live up to.
I'd
be fine with it just being not quite as good. But I found this to be, when it wasn't silly, I was really kind of bored with it. As well done as the kills are, they started to get kind of repetitive after a while. I mean, some of it was just because the people were morons, and you knew they like. There's no suspense on will they get away. It's just how brutal is he going to kill him? And it just felt like he was running out of new ways to do it after a while. I was like, I've seen you do that to somebody already. Yeah, you got to step it up. So much of it was a chore. One positive thing is that it opened having a comedic actor I really like, Jim Cummings. If you see some stuff he's in, he's always playing cops too. It's weird.
Yeah. I know Jim Cummings. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, for the most part, when it was all, it was halfway through. I wanted it to be over because I felt like it was ham-fisted in the new things it was doing.
And that's
right.
Jim Cummings right there, right?
No, that's Robert Longstreet.
Okay.
And he's in the Midnight Mass. He's really good.
Oh, he's in
too.
Midnight Mass?
Yeah.
Nice.
You're absolutely right that it's some clever ideas that I was like, and when they would come up, I was like, man, you know, this could redeem itself if they run with this right. And so often they didn't. They just like, that's too bad. It was a good idea. It really felt like it was squandered. And a lot of characters like the black sheriff who does nothing and Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, I just felt a big blah from the whole thing. Like, I could have easily not have done this.
What would you rate it?
It would be, it's on the lower end of a rental for me.
Okay. Yeah, I think for me, it's just a rental. Yeah, like I said, there's some parts I enjoyed, but those parts were very shallow. You know.
Now, keep in mind, I'm not a Halloween super fan, and if you are, they do a lot of catering for you. They'll push a lot of your buttons and go, huh? Remember this? Huh? 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 So I sometimes stop in the movie to do it.
Yeah. You know, I'm kind of right there with you. Probably not as low, but yeah. I enjoyed some of it. But I'm sorry, man. It's not like I'm taking this and comparing it to a movie, you know, from decades ago. I'm comparing it to a movie that this is a direct sequel to.
Sure.
That set up a lot of high hopes and kind of dropped the ball on it. And I got to judge it on that. But even if I was to judge it on its own, I'd be like, these people are too fucking stupid, man. Yeah. I'm sorry. That brought me down. All these dumbass people here. I would probably give it like a high, really, really fun rental or even a low matinee for being a cool slasher flick. But sometimes people are too goddamn dumb for these movies, man. And I should not have to film these slasher movies. You should give me one person to root for. I did not root for one person in this movie, man. Not a single one. Even with that couple that I said I liked, even they fumbling with the door and shit. And I'm just like, I can't. All these horror movie tropes, which this rebooted franchise tried to avoid, they came in and full force hit it, man.
Yeah.
Some people might like that. And if you look at it as a comedy parody, that could be fun. But I don't think that that's what they intended.
Right.
Putting all those tropes in there, that's a parody. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't work here. So, yeah, this is a rental for me, man. Rental. I like the ideas and the gore more than I like the movie itself. So, everybody's pulling out that knife now. I'm looking at 1,000 Michael Myers out there ready to kill us. And we ain't got nowhere to run.
Well, I was nervous about coming in here with this opinion, but then I started reading around the net and going like, oh, well, a lot of people feel this way.
Yeah. I guess, so is Tommy from the first one? I hadn't seen the first one in years, man. I just remember Tommy Doyle was Paul Rudd in Halloween 6. I remember that clearly. And I remember also, you know, if you want to talk about keeping true to the nature of the original, this has kind of become what all those offshoot movies, not completely, because some of them are terrible.
I know.
A lot of those offshoot movies, they just became truly, truly about, all right, how many times and how many ways can we kill people in really, really cool ways?
Yeah.
This is what this has become, because in that first movie, they killed, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, people, but they killed three people.
That's it? Three?
I think they just killed three people.
Oh, shit.
This is the anti-1978 movie.
Okay, yeah. I think when I saw this like 30 years ago.
Yeah, they killed... Because I used to watch this all the time because it came on TV all the time. Mm-hmm. And when Halloween 2018 came out, I watched just a little bit of it. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I know that they didn't kill that many people. Mm. I think they killed like three people in that movie, man.
Oh, wow. So he really did have a lot to make up
that
for.
That fool, yeah.
Years I was locked away and all these other guys, Freddie and Jason, just racking up points.
Yeah, man, he was pent up. Shit, Michael looked like somebody who hadn't taken a shit in a long time. And just unleashed, man. Let go.
He's heading back to his house. Yeah, but he's going door to door, too.
Yeah. Yeah, man. We'll see how this does with people out there. Again, this is...
It's a built-in moneymaker. Yeah, it doesn't matter. People say they don't like it. Everybody's still going to watch it.
And I don't have a problem with people liking it, because some people are going to go and they're going to get exactly what they want.
Sure.
I think some fans are going to be split on this. I think... There's going to be some where they're like, man, you know what? I'm a fan, and I love what they did with the 2018 movie, and other people like, well, I'm a fan. I'm just happy to get any kind of Halloween I want. And there's, and like I said, there are some things in here where I think those good ideas, who knows, maybe the third movie might make them better.
Yeah, could be.
I hope so, because I really do. That whole idea, that mob in the town, that is something that if they want to expand on that in another movie, I love that. Because mm-hmm. I'll do it better. Quit that goddamn bumper sticker chant. I don't need that.
Evil dies tonight.
That hashtag y'all trying to create.
Y'all aren't even committed to this meme. Come on.
Yeah. And somebody hit it right in the chat. Somebody said, man, you know what? Where I was like, I was saying that I like what they've done with the characters after, you know, all of the other crazy ass movies we've had. This guy says, hey, you know, some people are just there to see Michael, man.
Okay.
And if you're just there to see Michael, then you, hey, here's Michael. You got it.
He's there.
Damn, my chat crashed.
Uh-oh.
Did the internet die? Oh, shit.
Yeah, there's a thunderstorm going on.
Is the internet didn't die, did it? Oh. Let me see. Uh-oh. Double toasted. It crashed. Page crashed.
Oh, the whole page?
Michael killed it. Yeah, the whole page crashed. Well, for me.
How far were you in before that happened?
No, it's good. It's good now. It's good. I don't know what happened, but. Yeah, I think we're good now. Let me see here. All right. You know what? I'm very curious. And when I'm saying curious, I'm not even like curious because I want to fight anybody or argue with anybody. I'm curious to see what fans will think mm-hmm. of this.
A man couldn't have survived that fire.